Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. The Third European Ecumenical Assembly is continuing in Sibiu, Romania. The meeting is bringing together members of the Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant churches to examine hope for renewal and unity in Europe. One topic of conversation was the recent document from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith concerning the Catholic understanding of what a church is. The head of the Lutheran Church organization in Germany, Wolfgang Huber, is attending the event. He says the document points out the challenges for the ecumenical movement.
There is a difference between our self-understanding as a Christian church, called by Jesus Christ himself to his service, and this attitude to call the churches of the Reformation only ecclesial communities. And it turns out clearer and clearer that the difference in the understanding of the ministry in the church, the difference in the understanding of apostolic succession and question like that create the distance in this respect. I personally do not see a way how to overcome that. In such a situation, in my view, it's important to have a clear understanding of the differences, but to create, however, an atmosphere of mutual respect for the ecclesial self-understanding of the ecumenical partner.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At the top of the news from around the world at this hour, Asia-Pacific ministers meeting this week in Australia agreed to set up a food safety task force to ensure the health and safety of the region's population. Australian Trade Minister Warren Truss said the task force, chaired by China and Australia, is not aimed at China specifically. China's Beijing government has been grappling with a series of product recalls in a number of countries, ranging from toys to toothpaste. He told U.S. President George W. Bush's China government takes the hue told U.S. President George W. Bush's Hugh told U.S. President George W. Bush that China's government takes the issue of product safety very seriously. Also on the sidelines of the APEC meeting in Sydney, Australian Prime Minister John Howard reaffirmed his country's military commitment in Iraq.
Their level the basis on which they stay there in cooperation with other members of the coalition will not change under a government that I lead.
Bush yesterday said there are signs Iraq is taking steps on political reconciliation, despite some less than stellar assessments about progress on bringing together the country's warring factions. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon pressed Sudanese government officials today for a speedier deployment of the new 26,000-strong peacekeeping force for Darfur. He also asked for a quick start to the new political negotiations to end the four-year conflict in the western Sudanese region. After visiting Darfur yesterday and seeing firsthand the plight of those living there, Ban said he had even greater resolve to try to bring peace to the land. Russia signed a $1 billion U.S. dollar defense deal with Indonesia today that will give the nation dozens of new helicopters, tanks, and submarines. The two countries also signed several lucrative energy pacts and sent a pointed message that they oppose Washington on many key international issues. Several hundred young monks in Myanmar took a group of government officials hostage inside their monastery today and burned four of their cars. A witness said the officials had gone to the monastery in the town of Pakokku to ask the abbot to stop monks from taking part in protest marches. Peace talks between the Philippine government and the country's largest Muslim separatist group that were due to resume next week have been delayed yet again. Negotiations with the Moro Islamic Liberation Front to end nearly 40 years of rebellion have already been stalled for a year. And finally, Singaporeans have started a rare protest against the government's pension reform plans with an online petition and planned a public protest. The online petition has already drawn nearly 600 signatures, while on Saturday, activists are scheduled to stage their protest at a popular downtown mall. And that's all the time for news we have just now. We'll be back at 4:05. In the meantime, I'm Chris Altieri, reminding you to keep it tuned to 105 Live.